Blog Talk Radio.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat as I heard him ask we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty. Put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. He said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost if we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Hey, yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the Disrespected Trekker Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Johnson. Hey, welcome to the Disrespected Trekker Radio Show tonight. We are going to have a phenomenal conversation with my good friend, Daryl Gibbs. He's running for Lieutenant Governor of Colorado. The guy's as honest as they come, and I guarantee you're going to love this the conversation we're going to have tonight. Before we get to Daryl, let me just let you know that I'm doing this all on my own tonight. I'm running the switchboard. I'm running the chat. I'm trying to do the radio show all at the same time. Our producer, Kim, she's sick right now. She's trying to get over a cough, and she called me right before the show and said that I can't get on the radio show because if I start coughing, I can't get off. You know, I can't stop coughing, and that's okay. Like I told her, I said, that's life. Life has happened for the last, I don't know, out of the last six or seven Thursday nights, she's had a very heavy dose of life. And I completely understand because you cannot predict what's going to happen from one minute to the next. Chris, is he's taking a night off. He actually made it home. He's going to spend some time at home. And I said, well, if you're going to be at home, do you want to have the night off? And he said, yeah, maybe. And so that's a good thing. We all deserve a little bit, you know, of time off, especially us truck drivers that are on the road all the time. But so that's what's going on tonight so far. Without further ado, though, let me introduce our guest co-host for the night. And I enjoy talking to this guy. His name is Daryl Gibbs, and he's running for Lieutenant Governor of Colorado. Daryl, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm all right, my friend. I'm all right. How you doing?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's I'm ready to dive into this stuff tonight. We're going to have a very interesting show tonight because of all the headlines I've been reading as of late, and stuff that is new news. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts and opinions on a lot of this. And we'll get into that in a second. What I want to do first, though, Daryl, is I introduced just so everybody knows who you are, obviously. And now what I want to do is I want to ask you a couple questions about your candidacy in Colorado, who you're running with and why you're running and all that good stuff. So let's kick it off. If you're ready, I'm ready. And I'm just going to say, Daryl, tell the people, who are you? What's your name? Obviously, it's Daryl Gibbs. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have even said that. But what made you decide to jump into the race in Colorado? And you can laugh at me because I'm a dipshit sometimes. By the way, we're completely uncensored. So go ahead, my brother.
All right. Hey, well, the reason – my name is Daryl Gibbs, as you would say, a.k.a. the polar bear.
Liar.
And the reason I ended up running, you know what, I've been wanting to run for a long time, but I'm like, I'm not going to get into politics because, number one, I'm poor. And, you know, it's just, I'm getting sick and tired of the working class is getting screwed over. The people in poverty, they don't care about the people in poverty. Every time they say, well, we got to do something or we need money, who do they go to? They go to the middle class. And so one time I was going to a function up in Delta, Colorado, and I said, I'm not going to talk about politics, not going to say anything. And so someone said something, and I kept my mouth shut. And then someone said something else, and then they kind of looked at me and asked me my opinion. Then, of course, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And then started, you know, and I forgot what it was, but I went on a rant. And they looked at me and they said, well, how come you're not running for anything? I said, because number one, I just started being an owner operator, and number two, I'm poor. I said, rich folks get to do this stuff, not us regular average people. And they're like, no, we need you to run. And so I thought about it. I got home and you know, started thinking about things. I'm like, screw it, I might as well go ahead and run. What else, you know, what's bad going to happen out of this? And you know, and my friends, we all got together, and out of it, we only have like six people that was running our campaign. And for the six people that was running, we're doing pretty good. And I'll talk to people, and they see that I'm just your average, ordinary guy. I drive a truck. You know, I go on my own truck, drive the truck. They talk to me. You know, some people ask me how I feel about law enforcement. I tell them, you know, I used to be a police officer. I understand, you know, how things go. They sit down and talk to me. They're like, you know what? You're what we need. You're a regular, average working person that get out there and understands us down here. You understand how it is to live paycheck to paycheck. You ask any of these candidates, they can't tell you they know how it feels to live paycheck to paycheck because they don't. You know, they're already all high on the hog. They don't care. I absolutely know how it feels to live paycheck to paycheck, especially when I got to fix this truck because everything that happens, I'm the one responsible for it. And I'm getting sick and tired of them screwing over our schools. They're coming to the point where they're saying that there's no mom and dad. You got to use birth mother and all that crap. And I'm like, hell no. There's mom and dad. That's just how it is. You know what? When you're in school, the parents are the one who get to have choices of what's going on. Now it's at the point where they would just want to, they're like, pay no attention to your parents. It's like they're the ones who's, they're the teachers are trying to say, we're the one who's your parents. No, you're not. You're there to educate our kids. That's it. And there's no reason why our kids are learning sex from between kindergarten all the way up to sixth grade. They got other things they need to be worried about on what they're doing. It's just all this stuff that's going on. I'm tired of these slick politicians that are lying. Everybody always says, everyone, I don't care if you're a Democrat, if you're a GOP, if you're independent. They sit back and they all constantly saying, we don't want any more of these slick-talking people. We want a regular working-class person that's in charge that understands us. And I'm like, there you have it. You got Danielle Neuswinger, who's a rancher. You got myself, who's a truck driver. I've been a police officer. I'm in the United States Air Force Reserve. I worked in fracking. You know, I got a little bit in the medical field. You know what? You now, when is it that you had two working class people on the same ticket? And they're right here. And so, you know, I decided I'm going to run, and that's what I want. And right now, people, they're saying, well, they don't want a slick politician. We want working class people. Here you are. You got two of them. People, you got to choose. Because right now, the media, they don't want you to know about Danielle and I. The media, they don't want you to hear us what's going on. And if you notice, out of all this, there are six people running for governor. You only hear about two. And they won't let Danielle on anything because Danielle, she already knows that she will tear up Polis in anything that he does. And the girl that supported the GOP, Heidi, she already destroyed her plenty of times. So, you know, they're keeping Colorado in tyranny. They don't want you to know everybody that's running. They don't want you to know the independents. Because all of a sudden, if an independent ends up winning, either the Democratic Party or the GOP is going to lose their funding. And they don't want that. I am sick and tired of this corruptness. I am sick and tired of no one being accountable for a damn thing. Everybody points their fingers to everyone else. No. Huh?
What you're saying is, here's the thing. Everybody talks about, wow, we need to get change in office. I'm so tired of the politics, and I'm so tired of this, and I'm so tired of that. And then all of a sudden normal people run for office. And first of all, just to run for office, you've got to jump through hoops like you're a circus lion. You've got to jump through a ring of fire. And people don't get that. Because the media doesn't tell you that, number one. Number two, a lot of people are too damn lazy to do any research. And number three, they don't want to know. They want to keep their heads buried in the sand because it's comfortable there. It's a little bit warm down there. And it's sometimes, you know, they get a little cool, but they just throw a little bit more sand on it. And then all of a sudden, my head's still warm again, so I don't care. But if you really, truly want change, you better start paying attention. What I'm trying to say is you got normal people like yourself and Danielle running for governor and lieutenant governor of Colorado. Great state, beautiful state of Colorado, by the way. I've been there numerous times.
Thank you.
And you people literally have a choice. If you want to truly make a change, quit buying into that brainwashing bullshit that the media has convinced people of for the last four, five, six decades. I don't know however long it's been. That, well, you're a Democrat. Well, if you don't vote for your Democratic Party, then the Republican's going to get in. And then, oh, you're a Republican? Well, if you don't vote for a Republican, then the Democrat's going to get in. If you don't vote for the two parties, you're wasting your vote. They've convinced people of that. And the fact of the matter is if you start voting for your conscience and your morality, and if you truly want to see change, then you start voting for the people that you truly want into office. I started doing that this last go-around. I am a Trump supporter. I wasn't at that time, by the way, just for the audience's knowledge. I fell into the trap that the media set for me, and what they did was they gaslighted me. They manipulated me through propaganda and told me that Trump was the devil and the Democratic Party was there to save this country. Well, I caught the media in a couple different lies, and when I finally caught on to what the media was doing, and it was after – I voted in 2020, and I voted Joe Jorgensen in 2020. I voted for a Libertarian candidate, a woman, because I had listened to a lot of things she said, and I thought, you know what? I like what she's saying. She's away from the norm, and I would like to see that in office. Now, in the back of my mind, I knew she has zero chance because of the brainwashing that has happened in this country for 50-plus years. However, you cannot change unless you change yourself. And I decided at that point,
right.
I will vote for whoever the hell I feel represents me. Not because I want to be the popular kid in the class, not because I want to be the cool kid in the class, not because I'm going to vote my party lines. I'm going to vote for who I think is going to best represent me, not best represent my neighbor or my cousin or my aunt and their uncle. Me, because
yep.
It's my vote, and that I want somebody to represent my vote. And right now, I have zero people in public office right now that is representing my vote, and I don't appreciate it. It's taxation without representation.
Representation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand something. We have a man on the phone tonight who is gracious enough to join us the second Thursday night in a row that is running for public office while trying to do his job, make a living, support his family. And we're going to get into numerous subjects and topics tonight. And you're going to hear exactly how this man stands on numerous subjects and topics. And if you like what he's saying and you're from Colorado, You need to check yourself for just 1 second and say, you know what? I haven't heard my candidate say things like that, and I totally agree with him. And I should really give him
yep.
here in my vote. Then vote for them. That's what I'm going to say to you tonight. Go ahead, Darryl.
You know what? Two things. John Adams, he said this. He said, when they're doing the Constitution – he said, once we divide in the parties, it's gonna be worse for America. And you see what's going on. Back in the day, I was just like any other black person, I was a Democrat. I don't know why.
I gotta stop you. What did you just
yeah.
say? You're like any other black person? What do you mean?
Damn straight. You know what? I'm a brother.
Oh, you're
a black
man?
Person right here. I am a I'm like Hershey. Yep, technically I'm brown. My hair is
white.
Hold
on a second.
Oh, there you go.
Hold on a second, Darryl. I'm sorry
yeah.
to interrupt you again, my friend. But everybody
uh-huh.
that has listened to this radio show or knows who I am, you know how many times I've been called a racist or a bigot or
you ain't no damn
many
racist.
Different names.
Okay. If they're going to call somebody a bigot or a racist, they need to call that. They need to say that to Biden. Yeah, y'all heard me.
Thank you.
Let me repeat myself, just in case some of y'all didn't hear this correctly, and for all you black folks that voted for Biden, that man is a bigot. Do your research. Trump is not prejudiced at all. You know, he said some things that are stupid, and I'll give it to y'all on that one. But if you look at history, the way it goes, y'all been hoodwinked by a person who is a bigot. He's been like that all the time. He didn't want his kids going to school with black people. He used the nigger word you heard me say it. He used the nigger word on the floor. He sits back and says stupid shit like, oh, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. You know what? And the thing that pisses me off is this. See, you got me on a rant because I was going to talk about something else. But
don't
the thing
forward,
that pisses
brother.
Me off is this. You got all these black representatives that's sitting up here. They didn't say a damn word. And they sit back. You sit back and you see a black man or a black person, anyone of color. I don't care if you're a minority. I don't care if you're Hispanic or black or whatever. You sit back and you don't depend on the government. You sit back and you go ahead and educate your kids. You do the best you can. You get out here and you work, just like I'm doing right now. I just took some time out because I'm over here in Boise City, Kent, Oklahoma. Took some time out while I'm driving over here to Denver so I can deliver in Gill, Colorado tomorrow. And because I love this America, I love Colorado, and I love what I do, they sit back, they say, oh, well, you want to be like an Uncle Tom, or you want to be this. You know what? I'd rather go ahead and be an Uncle Tom and go ahead and not depend on the government and the daggone and be a house slave like all y'all sitting up there listening to Maxine Waters and her dumb self, the bald-headed black girl that's tall enough. I don't know who in the hell she is. You know, in the representative, and Biden sit up there and he says all this, black people don't know how to get an ID. Black people don't know how to get a driver's license. Black people don't know how to use a computer. But no one says anything. But yet when Donald Trump made his made his speech to America, and he the first thing he mentioned was God. You've seen all those folks in the Democratic Party. What did they do? Sat up there, didn't move. They sat up there, did move. When he mentioned that more black people got jobs, more black people owning homes, more black people's moving up on the corporate ladder, what did they do? Look at, in their white robes, looking like only thing that's missing is their damn hoods for the KKK, is that they sat there and said nothing. I am sick and tired of black folks blaming everybody, everything on a white person when we need to start cleaning up our own damn house. Boy, you got me up there started already.
No. And that's exactly what we need. We need the emotion. We need people to hear how upset other people are. That'll make them open their eyes and realize what the hell is really going on in this country. Let me just add another thing. I bet a lot of people don't understand or don't even remember or don't even know when Biden said that white kids are just as smart and just as talented as poor kids. What do you think that statement meant?
That tells you what kind of person he is. You know, there's anything that's more autocratic than pretending there are only two gubernatorial candidates up here in Colorado with Biden doing all his craziness. That stuff, you know what? You know what pisses me off? What pisses me off is you got BLM and all these stupid yahoos, which they already showed they wasn't for black people. And why is it that we can always seem to follow people that don't like us? The Democratic Party don't like us. They already showed that. Let's see history. Let's see. Democratic Party wanted what? Slaves. Let's see. Who wanted civil rights? It wasn't the Democratic Party. It was who? It was the Republican Party. I do believe, please correct me, was Lincoln, was he a white man who was trying to free the
slaves? He was a white man and he was a Republican.
Thank you very much. But then we go ahead, let's go a little further in history, folks. You know, we have this thing called the Tuskegee Airmen Experiment. You know what that is, people? Because guess what? You don't hear about it. The Democratic Party decided to say, hey, let's go ahead and get all these black men that have syphilis. Let's go ahead and cure half of them, get the other half of a placebo pill, and then let's send them back into their neighborhood.
Daryl, that wasn't the Tuskegee Airmen Experiment. That was the Tuskegee Experiment. But it's easily mixed up. I just wanted to correct you, so it's for correct information.
Well, you know what? And the thing is about having this lieutenant governor, I can sit back and say, you know what? Thank you for correcting me, because who are these other candidates are going to say that? They're not going to, because they don't know how to say, you know what? I was wrong. Thank you for telling me that. You know what? And you keep looking at history.
That's what they
do.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm not going to do, and I'm going to hold people feet to the fire. People, what I'm trying to tell you is this. You got to start looking at things the way they are and look at history. All right, I don't care about these party lines. I really don't. You know what? And I'm getting sick and tired of everybody labeling everybody as a racist because they don't agree with them. You don't know nothing about racism, because the thing is, my mom and my grandmother, who had 25 kids, they know what racism is. They sit up there. My mom couldn't work anywhere. Only thing she could work is in the field. When they have something that says only black bathroom, white only. And then when I ask my mom, why is it that we leave from central Illinois down south and we always leave in three cars? We got so much food packed in our cars that we can have a banquet right there. And why do we leave like this? And she says, you know what? The reason we leave like this, because once it hits nighttime, we don't want to be on the highways. Two, they don't want to go ahead and let us be in restaurants. Three, if one of our cars break down, cram everybody in there, and we get the hell out, we'll come back in the morning to get the cars. You know what, people? When you want to sit back and talk about race, back then was racism. Right now, do we have some of it? We have a little bit of it. But you know what? Not to the extent that you people are making out to be. I am sick and tired of hearing everybody saying, I can't do anything because this white person suppressed me. I can't do anything because this race suppressed me. Only person that's suppressing you is you. Because you want to have a handout to the damn government. You don't want to stand up on your own. And every time someone tries to tell you, look, stand up and stop depending on the government, you turn around, double down, and call that person a racist, or you call them prejudiced, and you don't even know who they are. People, we got to stop doing that crap because they're doing it on purpose, and you're falling for it every single damn time.
Amen to that, man. I couldn't have said that better.
I wasn't even going
to
talk about
that. I
want to
stop just for a second, and I want to let you guys know, if you're listening to the radio show right now via the Internet or if you're on the phone lines, if you want to get on and share your opinion or talk to Daryl and ask him a couple questions, you're welcome to. And you know what? Let me just give that phone number out after we play a really short 30-second ad. That way it gives you time to go get your pen and paper. And when you get back in 30 seconds, you can write this phone number down. You can call in, and I'll give you all the information you need to call in and talk to us live and uncensored on air on the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. And it's not playing.
Dude, you got me so amped up. I was like, I'm going to talk about something else, and you got me caught over here.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken rides, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America flowing. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Oh, man.
Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Olsnot new.
Okay, let me redo this. Let me try this over here once. Let me just try it. I don't know if this is going to work.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America rolling. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Olsnot new.
All right, Jeff, give me here. I'm on my own tonight on the switchboard. I'm trying to operate this stuff, and I'm not an operator. Let me just tell you that. I'm a dummy. Let me just tell you, if you want to call in,
you're doing good.
And you want to ask Daryl a question, or you we're live and uncensored, the show is completely recorded. So I just let me remind you, don't get on here and start doing threats or something because it is recorded and it is prosecutable. So, but the phone number is 516-387-1733. That is 516-387-1733. And if you get through on the phone lines and it says welcome to the radio show or whatever it does, and you're on the phone lines and you're listening to us and you want to talk, you have to press the number 1. That lets me know on my switchboard that you want to talk. If you don't press the number 1, I have no idea that you want to talk. You're just on the air listening. So that number is 516-387-1733, and when you get through, make sure you press the number 1. That'll indicate on my switchboard that you want to, you have something to say. And listen, whether you agree with us or you disagree with us, as long as you remain respectful, let's have a conversation. Get on.
Yep.
Share your opinion. Share your thoughts. We can do that.
Yep.
So, sorry about that. That's going to be one of those nights. I just feel it. But we're having a good conversation, Daryl.
Heck yeah.
You know, I just read an article. I'm just going to read you the headline. And then I'm going to share my thoughts. And, Daryl, you're going to share your thoughts. And it's not going to be just about this article, but it's going to be about what is happening in this country. And
okay.
Let me just get right to it. A man convicted of a 2012 Philly murder released from prison early by Marxist DA Krasner's office, now wanted by police for another murder.
Yep.
So let me get right into that, okay? The Democratic Party right now is not the same party that it was when you were children. If you're a baby boomer, even myself, they are not the same party. The Democratic Party now are literally over 200 of them in Congress are registered Socialist Party Democrats. Socialists. Now let that resonate for a second. Okay. These people are not the, they have an ideology that you and I, we didn't grow up with this ideology. It comes from the communist the Communist Party of China, the CCP.
Yep.
The Chinese Communist Party. And before I get address this headline, the Chinese Communist Party literally, and this is no lie, have operating police stations in the United States and in Canada. It's the Chinese Communist Party's police stations in our countries, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want you to, you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, this guy's full of shit. I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. They are literally operating in our countries as we speak. And half of those people that are registered socialists are being paid under the table by the Chinese Communist Party or people associated with them. It's called lobbying, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a cancer to our society. It's a cancer to our Constitution. Now, this man is convicted of 2012. That's 10 years ago, of murder, released early because the Democrat Party now believe that we have to give people second chances. And you know what? I'm a strong believer in second chances, but it doesn't involve people that murder people. They don't deserve second chances. They made a decision. They took somebody's life. Why do they get a second chance? Does a dead victim get a second chance? No. So now we have DAs, judges, politicians convincing you that,
well, they deserve a second chance because they're, you know, they're human being too.
What about their victim? What about their victim and their families that are lying? The victim that's lying 6 feet underground right now and the families that have to go on with their life without their loved one, where's their second chance? You know
Thank
what you,
you
did? You stole their second chance away by releasing somebody that murdered their loved one. And now this guy that was released is wanted for another murder? The policies for the current Democratic Party are a failure. They do not resemble law and order. They resemble Marxism. They resemble socialism, communism, and every other thing that is negative in everyday societies across the world in history. And if you do not read history and you do not respect history and you do not understand history, you are doomed to repeat history. And I'm going
Thank
to
you.
Tell you right now, there are people. There was a concert up in Canada recently where this guy's a very popular singer or whatever. I don't remember his name. But he said, and I quote, paraquote, whatever you want to call it, he said that the unvaccinated should be hauled off and put in camps and exterminated. And give me 2 seconds, and I'm going to tell you another thing that somebody else just said. And if you don't think that we're living in some crazy times right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are doomed to repeat history because it's coming. In the Jerusalem Post, Chris sent this to me earlier. Here's a quote. If there's another Holocaust, I hope Ben Shapiro gets gassed first. That comes from YouTuber Ethan Klein. Now, could you imagine saying something like that? Now, when a guy like myself comes out and says and compares what happened with COVID-19 and the forced vaccinations in Canada and the United States and Australia, New Zealand, Germany, all over the country, all over the world. When a guy like me comes out and compares that to Nazi Germany and the lefties come after me and say, how dare I say that? How dare I compare that to Nazi Germany? And then an asshole like this comes out and says that, and an asshole like that whoever that singer was up in Canada says what he said. And by the way, when he said that, the crowd cheered. The crowd cheered. And people ask me, how do you get a comparison from then until now? Right there. That's how it started. That's how it started, ladies and gentlemen. And what they're doing right now with letting criminals out of jail early, for what? What did they do? Did they say thank you when they got their prison meal? Also, he deserves to be released early because he's a murderer. He killed somebody. He took somebody's life, and he took somebody else's loved one's life, and you let him out for what? Because he was polite once? Get the fuck out of here. All right, man, I'm going to turn it over to you. Give me your thoughts on that, brother.
All right, for one thing, you know what? I heard political talk that said that we should be sent to re-education camps. That sounds like who? What? Let me, China. Because what are they doing to the Uyghurs? That sounds like China. And then, you know what? My thing is, here it is. And like I'll tell anybody, you look at our leadership. Our leadership has no accountability for shit. They don't give a damn about nothing, or they didn't care about them themselves. And you got idiots like that fool up there in Canada saying that bullshit. And then you got these fools down here saying the same thing. You know what? The thing is, people need to start standing up against that. You know, because if it was me and I was in leadership, I'll sit up, look at them, and said, number one, don't you be talking that crap here, because that's not going to happen. Number two, we need to start getting education back in our schools. All this crazy shit that's going on right now in our schools, there's no need for it. You know, nobody wants to stand up. Polis ain't going to stand up for it. Right? She damn sure ain't going to stand up for it. I'm getting sick and tired of all these people. No one wants to stand up for anything. They're going here and say their little Q words. They don't want to stand up for anything. Because right now, like you said, history is going to repeat itself if we don't start standing up and saying, you know what, people, we're not going down that road. And I'm standing up saying, people, we're not going down that road. You know, that was if we were like over in the Middle East, that fool that said that, where he said we ought to send Ben Shapiro, the first person to send something like that, you say mess like that overseas, your butt would be executed. No ands, no ifs, no buts about it. They will come over there in the Middle East and say, oh, I got your ass, and you'll never show up again. You know, so unfortunately, you know, I'm in the military. I fight for the freedom for people to say rights, have their rights, and say stupid shit. I can't help you. If you're going to say stupid shit, you're going to say stupid shit. But I fight for America, the right for you to say dumb shit like that. But at the same time, though, you know what? I'm standing for all these people that sit back and says no one is listening to me. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to fight for you. This mess of people going, how can I say this? That when we sit back and when we don't listen to history or we don't teach history properly, this is what happens. You know, Roman was a huge empire, and look what happened to Rome. We're going down that same damn path.
You're exactly right, Daryl. Daryl, I want to bring somebody on here. I see we have a couple callers that I want to get on now. And let me just add Greg, my good friend Greg Anderson. He's from Kentucky area, and I want to bring him on. Me and him talked yesterday. And I do see we have another caller with the last four digits of 0244. I will get to you shortly, I promise, so hang in there. Greg, I'm going to bring you on air right now, live and uncensored, on the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. Greg, how are you doing tonight, my brother?
I'm doing good. Can you guys hear me? This headset's been acting up.
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you, brother.
How's everybody doing?
We're good, man. What do you got to bring to the conversation?
I'm going to be honest. You know, I've said, been a part of this, been a part of that. This world is in a dire need of mem of courage right now and a dire need. And honestly, I had a talk with my congressman last weekend. I was telling Jeremy about it. They know the problems. And, you know, he's a Republican. I'm not going to name his name because it could cause me some problems. But
right.
He knows the problems. And all the Republicans are doing is pointing the finger at the Democrats. Well, you need to get your buddies out and vote midterm. I said, no, what we need to do, and I got really loud, and I said, we need to vote all you motherfuckers out of office.
Fuckers out.
Every single
Thank you.
One of you motherfuckers out of office. Down to the county freaking magistrates. And let
yep.
the blue-collar men take this country back over. We built this thing, guys.
Thank you.
Dirty hands.
Thank you.
Guys in bib overhauls, farmers, truckers, the waitresses at your diner built this country.
Thank you.
For 400 people to get more wealth than 80% of this nation, come on now. There's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
When you got 400 people has more wealth than the rest of this country, they control this country. Where people
mm-hmm.
are like us, we're already being controlled. We're
Let me just say you something.
Controlled.
The 1% has more wealth. More wealth than 99% of the world, the 1%.
Yep.
Yep. 400
that,
of them have more money than all of them.
And yet you still see people and you still hear people defend them, people. They created a product. They created this. They created – no. You know what they did? They convinced you that you're a fucking moron and that they're worthy of all the money in the world and you should live off of – crumbs and not enjoy life. Well, they tell you that you should buy an electric car and you shouldn't use gas vehicles and you're a polluter and you're scum of the earth. Guess what they're doing on the weekend? They're getting in a fucking multi-million dollar yacht. They're cruising around the ocean side. They're flying from Davos with a meeting with the World Economic Forum from every fucking country imaginable to discuss how they're going to control you even more. That's what they're doing. They talk about your carbon footprint, and we're going to have to tax your carbon footprint. They don't give a shit about their carbon footprint. You don't see them rolling on a rowboat across the ocean to go to Davos to discuss how we're going to change climate, do you? No. They fly over there.
No.
And they're having drinks and expensive parties and suppers and what have you. And
who's
they get the
it?
Media to get on their side, and they finance the media. They send them money. They send them money. They send them money. Just push this agenda. Push this agenda. Push this agenda. Gaslight them. Fear-monger them. Manipulate them. The masses are too stupid to understand what we're really trying to do. That's their whole attitude.
Yep.
I'm not saying that. That's what they. That's what they're saying.
You know what? Like he said, you know, and I like what he said. He said we need to start getting blue collared people back in office. But see, here's the problem. See, we have people they want to say that, but then you look how they vote. You have blue collared people who are running, but they don't get the votes because the GOP wants to stomp them out, or the Democratic Party wants to stomp them out. But then you have people that sit back, and they're in their own party. And I would say, like, people in the GOP or the Democratic Party, they see a regular person coming up, and they have good values. They have policies that are set. They're ready to take it on. And what do? They ignore it. Well, we got to vote among party lines. We got to stay within our party lines. If you don't vote party lines, then your vote doesn't count. You know what? I'm tired of hearing that bullshit. You know what? Your vote does count. Quit going against party lines because party lines just got us to where we're at in the first place. And they're thinking,
Bingo.
You know what? All you people, like you said, are dumb.
Yeah. No. And I'm not trying to insult anybody, but
no.
take it as what I just said it is. If you think that I'm calling you dumb, then you need to take a hard, long look in the mirror and say, well, why would he call me dumb? I watch the news every night. I'm well-informed. Guess what? I was just like you. I watched the news. I watched the headlines. I read the stories 24/7 for years, and I would argue with anybody. that I was the smartest man on the face of this earth because I watched the news. Then I realized that the news is nothing but a propaganda arm for the politicians and the rich elite. Now, on that note, I want to bring 0244 on air. Greg, I'm going to keep you live. I'm going to keep Daryl, obviously, your guest co-host, so you're going to stay live. But we're going to bring this caller on because I don't know who it is, but I want to bring them on, and I want them to be able to share and express their thoughts. So without further ado, 0244, you are live on air on the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. And who do we have, and what would you like to add to the conversation?
Hey, my name is Anthony. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, we can hear you
good.
Yep,
I can hear you.
Nice to have you, Anthony.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you very much. Great show, guys. There's a common theme that you guys are talking about, you know, with history and some of the stuff that we're seeing now. And what if you look back historically, any time any great society or any society has gone through this type of phase where we're dividing everybody and we're turning people against people, that always historically leads to genocide. Always.
Yep.
And
that's true.
I have a great fear that we are on our path to, number one, they've done this twofold, or even threefold. If you're Christian, you're a problem. If you're a Republican, you're a problem. If you're white, you're a problem. And if you keep saying that stuff consistently enough, just like what happened in Nazi Germany, that's how it started there. Every time there's been genocide in a country's history, it starts with the demonization of an entire group of people and then ends with hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of deaths.
Yep. When you have a sitting United States president get live on television and deem that MAGA Republicans are a threat to democracy, you just dumped a whole tanker truck of gas on a smoldering fire. And now what you did is you encourage Democrats and people that do not like MAGA Republicans or MAGA, the MAGA movement in general, you've encouraged them to perform violent acts against them because you deemed them a threat. And I have an example of that. A man up in North Dakota about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, had a political argument with an 18-year-old kid about MAGA. And this guy was, I think he's in his late 30s, early 40s, somewhere around there. He got a verbal argument. It turned into where he started chasing his kid down with his car. The kid ran, called his mom, said, "You need to come and pick me up. There's this guy. I think he's going to try to kill me." The guy found him in an alleyway, and he ran him over with his car. It killed him, a kid, because he had differing political views. Now, when he went to court, he says, "I have a job. I have a family that I don't want disrupted." The judge let him out on a $50,000 bill. Bail. And just to recap a few things, Kyle Rittenhouse, when he defended himself against rioters during a BLM riot and was trying to defend a car lot, and they attacked him, and he ended up shooting and killing a few of those people that were attacking him. Which, by the way, not that it matters, but it does matter. None of them had favorable records. Let's just put it that way. He was held on a $2 million bill. He was treated like he was scum of the earth. Later found out to be innocent by a jury of his peers, which is, the left will argue it. And let me just scoot over to a couple different stories, and then I'll let all three of you respond. The Christmas parade massacre. This guy takes his car and runs over and kills people. Tries to represent himself in court. It's actually the court case is going on right now. Do you see it anywhere on mainstream media?
Nope.
Nowhere. You see it nowhere. You know why? Because it doesn't fit the politicians that are trying to destroy this country and the media that are covering them up and protecting them. It doesn't fit their narrative. I want the truth. I don't give a shit what the truth is, because I'm going to tell you one thing. When you get the truth about everything, it hurts. It hurts bad.
Yep.
And it's supposed to. You know why it's supposed to hurt? That way you don't repeat it, just like history.
Thank you.
Just like the Jews in Nazi Germany that were persecuted for being Jews, beaten up in the streets, murdered, put in train cars, hauled to concentration camps, starved to death. Some of them died from starvation before, and then the rest of them were gassed. That truth sucks. That truth hurts. It's just like slavery, ladies and gentlemen. Black people from Africa were hauled over here on ships, cargo ships, in horseshit conditions, horrible, horrible conditions. And they were treated like scum. They were sold. Human beings were sold. Not to work for the white man.
But
they were sold to work for the slave, the plantation owner. And just since we're speaking about truth, there were black slave owners. There were white slave owners.
Yep.
People need to understand the truth hurts. And when it hurts, then you know you're onto something. Then you know that you are not going to repeat that history if you understand what the truth is of history. Now, with that, I went off on a rant there, guys, but I had a lot more examples, but I wanted to make a few. So you understand that the truth isn't supposed to be comfortable. It's not supposed to protect your feelings. The truth is supposed to cut you to your inner core so you don't repeat it again. And on that note, I want to let a caller respond to that, and then we'll go back to you. We'll go down to Daryl, and then we'll go to Greg. But, caller, go ahead and respond to that, if you would. Anthony.
Yep, totally agree with you. So, like, the Christmas parade, if you remember the news reports from that, more often than not, they talked about the car killing those people and not a crazy person with leftist ideas killing all those people. They didn't really talk about all of his crazy posts on social media that were incredibly racist, or the Black Lives Matter, you know, stuff. They didn't go into that, again, because it didn't fit the narrative, right? So they tried to squash that story as much as humanly possible. As far as the genocide, remember Communist China, blacklist and redlist people. They
yep.
demonized the entire group. The blacklist people were blacklisted, and they were killed. They were taken into squares, had to apologize for being part of the blacklist, and then they got stoned in the town square by the redlist people.
Mm-hmm.
Rwanda, the Tutsis. The Tutsis were demonized. The Rwandans, genocide,
yep.
killed 100,000 or so Tutsis. This stuff plays out all the time, and we're doing it right now.
Yep. Thank you, Anthony. And you know what? You are 1,000% correct. And you just gave a few examples. There is a lot more examples that we could bring up. And maybe, you know, Daryl or Greg can add to that. But I really hope people are really listening tonight, and I hope you share this radio show out so you get educated on what's really happening. This isn't about being left, right. This isn't about being white or black. This isn't about being Lutheran or Catholic. This isn't about being a Muslim or a Christian. This is about what the governments worldwide, this isn't just isolated in Canada or America or anywhere else.
Mm-mm.
This is about governments worldwide and media that are helping them push a narrative and an agenda. Well, and the agenda is 2030 by the World Economic Forum, and I'm not going to get too deep into that. But they're pushing an agenda right now, and they are planning something very sinister, something that I would like to say the history books are going to say this was the most horrible time in history, like by far. But I'm scared to say that the way they are canceling history and canceling culture and canceling this and that, that our history books won't even be a mention in history. That's how bad this is. This is big, and we're sounding the alarm. We're pushing the alarm button right now, and we're begging you to listen to us. And I don't care who you vote for. I really truly don't care who you vote for or who you believe in. We just see something that you're not seeing yet, and we've read up on, enough on history of knowing what is coming down the line, and it's coming very, very soon. We're not at the beginning stages of this. We're not in the planning stage of this. We are in the middle of this. But on that note, Daryl, go ahead and share your thoughts of what we're talking about. And, Anthony, I'm going to keep you alive if you'd like. That way you can join in the conversation here a little bit after these guys say what they have to say.
Well, you know, my thing is also, you know, you made a good example, but I gotta add in on that when you talking about, you know, the guys came in over on their little ships and came over to Africa. You also got to mention this, okay? African kings and queens, they sold those black people to those white folks. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, all of a sudden I hear some black folks going, oh, how dare you say that? People, let me tell y'all something. It's called, that's how the world operated. Okay, back then everybody had slaves. You know, notice the movie Gladiator? When you all seen Gladiator, when he's like, are you not entertained? Guess what he was? It's called a slave. He was not a citizen. Guess what? The people who made the pyramids, guess what they were? They were not citizens. They were slaves. So you don't think that Africa, being as smart as they are, that they didn't have slaves, because they did. Because you know why? Because they overtook a weaker nation or a weaker village, took over that village, which they are still doing today. And they, what did they do with those people they captured? They either killed them or they kept them as slaves. You understand what I'm saying, people? Because I'm going to say slaves more so you can understand it, because apparently history didn't teach you this. And it's only common sense. If you sit down and you watch how the world was, and the United States was one of the last continents to go ahead and have slaves. So on that note, folks, you just got educated on something. And if not, go ahead and look into your history books. Because Africa, even though it was a great nation, and they show it on TV like there's nothing going on, they had slaves just like China, just like Asia, just like Iran, just like in the Middle East. Because guess what? That's how the world operated, people. And white folks came over said, hey, we got this here. What do you have to trade? And the African king and queen says, I have some really big people over here that you can have because we don't want them. So here you go. What do you have? I like what you have. So it's called the slave trade for a reason. And you don't think that Africa, they didn't profit very well from it, because they didn't want people going to Asia to get their slaves. They're like, keep coming over here. We got a lot to give you, vice versa. So the thing on roots, they didn't tell you the truth about everything, people. So open up your damn eyes. And then the thing is, too, you look at all this stuff that's going on. It's because, you know what, they're blinding everybody's eyes with all this stupid stuff. They're like, look, let's go ahead and get you to look at this over here and over here. Just for instance, let's talk about January 6th. All right, number one, it was an insurrection. People, if you look up the word insurrection, that means trying to take over, trying to do a hostile takeover, take over the government with arms. They weren't armed. And then, but you want to compare that to the BLM and the, what they call that, the Summer Riot of Love. How many people died in that? How many police officers got hurt and died in that? Let's see, how come Maxine Waters, that other crazy lady, she's not up? How come Nancy Pelosi, she's not up on charges? Because what they've done in that whole 8 weeks makes what happened on the Capitol nothing, a child's play. And what happened on the Capitol should have never happened, because that was bullshit. But what happened over here on those 8 weeks in the summer, how come none of these people are being held up, have their in court? How come BLM ain't in court? Matter of fact, you know, all this technology they're saying they're using to identify all these people, well, hey, how come you didn't identify all these people? That, what did they do? Destroy their own neighborhoods, end up killing more black, just killed black folks too. Because why? Because they said that they like Trump. Or that one police officer who was, he used to be a police captain, retired, and was helping his friend with a pawn shop. And what did they do? They killed him on, what is that, YouTube, wherever it was. You know what? And then people, I just can't understand, people, why you cannot sit back and look at it and say, damn, you know what? I got fooled. It doesn't hurt to say that. We're human. You got fooled.
It's called geo-tracking, and we have the technology. The technology is available to see exactly where everybody – it's on your phone. You have a phone. Trust me, they know where you're at. They know exactly where you're at. And secondly, I want to say something about the slave trade. Who do you think built the White House? Who do you think built most of the railroads in the United States? It wasn't black slaves. It was Irish slaves.
Yep.
I bet people didn't know that.
Yep. No, they don't know that because they don't want to look at their history.
They want to stick to the narrative, and they want to – we need reparations. What do you need reparations for?
Oh, no, you don't.
Because my great-grandfather removed – he was a slave. He was a slave. He got brought over here, and he didn't want to be brought over here. Okay, so how does that affect you? Because I'm a proud black man. Okay, good. Guess what? My great-grandfather was a white man. He didn't own a slave. As a matter of fact, he was probably, I don't know. He was, I don't know if he was or wasn't, but he was probably against it. I would hope he was. Doesn't matter. I had nothing to do with that time. All I know is I do not think that anybody should be a slave. White, black, Irish,
exactly.
Green, yellow, red, doesn't matter. That's what I believe. And I don't own a slave.
Yep.
I would never own a slave. I would never contribute to anybody that did own a slave. However, we do it every fucking day. And you know how we do that?
Yep.
Because we buy Chinese products. You don't think the Chinese slave labor over there is actually happening right now?
Oh,
they work for $1 a day and sometimes less. You want to push the electric cars and you want to mine lithium in Afghanistan? Who the fuck do you think is going to do that? $25 an hour workers? Ha ha, good luck. Good try. I hear the leftists cheer this shit on all the time. You know what? If you support slavery, then cheer on electric cars. Go ahead, cheer it on.
Yep.
Then you support slavery and you pay them reparations. And I'm going to tell you one thing. You know who gets paid well and who are not slaves? They work their asses off. And you can attest for this, Daryl. The oil industry, the frackers, the people that are working on the oil in the oil fields, they work their asses off. And they get paid for it. But they're not slaves, now are they? So on that note, let me just get to Greg. I want to make sure, Greg, I want to equal time so everybody gets a say in what we're talking about. Greg, go ahead and share your thoughts on what we're talking about.
Well, I'm going to add this. Slavery still exists in America today.
Yep,
I'm going to make a couple points. When we wanted Saddam Hussein, this country found him and killed him. Bin Laden, Pablo Escobar, biggest kingpin drug dealer, they found him, they got him. We have young girls coming into this country from other countries being sold all around this United States, and people right here in the United States right now. And it's the elitist of this country that's doing it. It's the white collar, the small percentage. It's not blue collar. We don't believe in hurting families. We don't believe in hurting young kids.
Exactly.
And it's sad what's going on in this country. The Democrats want to use the race card to divide us, and they do a pretty daggum good job at it, but people are waking up. You see more people awakening them from that than anything, you know, and it's sad. And my problem with what I see and how I really feel where this government, the who's pushing it, the New World Order's pushing all of us, you know, look what's going on. Even with electric cars. Cars in 2026 are going to be able to be turned off by a police officer. More infringing on our constitutional rights. They're taking more control to where it's going to be. You go to work, you pay your taxes, and you live hard. That's where this world's headed, and if people don't stand up and make a change. Everything you guys said is spot on, correct. I really can't add nothing to it. You guys covered all of it. But this country is falling apart. And God knows, in my heart, I love this country as much as I do my kids and God. And I hate where it's going because we're not leaving nothing for our children and their children to come. And it saddens me to the point of tears, the state that this country's in. And the only fix I see, to me, and this is my opinion, it's going to take a mass walking out of work. It's going to take a mass citizen standing up, doing good men doing bad things, whatever it takes. But we're going to have to take this government over at one point. It cannot keep going the way it is. They're embedded. They're controlled. They're yes and no. Look at their bank accounts. Kanye West ain't as crazy as what they're saying he is. So over the last couple of days, I've been following all these stories about Kanye. A lot of this is public record. That man is putting a whole lot of truth out there, and he is getting burned at the cross for it. But he is putting a whole lot of truth out there. And we need more guys like him to come forward that knows what's really going on.
No, you're right, Greg. And I want to move on to the next subject, and I want to keep Anthony on. I'm going to keep all of you on, except this time we're going to reverse this. I'm going to say what I have to say about this next subject, and then I'm going to go to Greg right away, and then we'll go to Daryl, and then we'll go to Anthony. I'll just get right to it. So Ron DeSantis for Florida, he's been called Ron DeSatan, numerous other things. If you all know, or if you haven't heard, the CDC just voted on Thursday to add the COVID-19 vaccine onto the list of what our children are required to get for their vaccinations. And they're going to leave it up to the states on whether or not that they're going to do that. And I'm going to tell you right now, the blue states are going to go with it. The red states are going to say, no, we're not going to do that. So let me just read the headline. DeSantis says, as long as I'm governor in Florida, there will not be a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for children in our schools. Now, I know that other Republican governors are going to jump on board with that. And let me just give a shout-out to Carrie Lake from Arizona while we're here, because I that lady is 100% America first. And I hope the hell that Arizona gets her in there. I don't know if they're going to be successful, because I do know the current governor is in charge of aspects of the election process there in Arizona. And she's not an honorable person. Also in Colorado, the Secretary of State sent out 30,000 ballots to illegal voters. And you're in Colorado, Daryl, so you can touch on that when it comes to your turn. We just have to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't Republican or Democrat anymore. This is America first. And when we say America first, we don't mean, fuck everybody else. I hope they die. We don't mean that. What we mean is we need to straighten our country out first. We need to get our affairs in order first before we start offering our help and our support. Remember, we didn't have $50 billion to build a wall on the southern border, but we have $700 billion to give to the Ukraine. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. But on this subject, with this COVID-19 vaccine mandate, there's only one reason they did that: to cover their asses so they're not responsible for any damages or death resulting from the mandate, from the vaccine. That's the only reason they did that. So here's a thing that the government always does. When they know they're wrong, they don't ever do they admit they're wrong. They double down on the lie. And that's, in my opinion, this is what they're doing. They've done it in Canada. They're doing it here. Pfizer documents have come out and stated, 12 pages, I believe it was, in 9 or 12 or whatever the hell it was, in the Pfizer documents, where it has multiple adverse side effects, including myocarditis, thrombosis, heart attacks, strokes, you name it, it's in there. There are, and I don't know the exact number, but there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that have been permanently disabled from the vaccines.
Or dead.
Johnson & Johnson has been taken off of the market because of the side effects, ladies and gentlemen. deaths. We know of 20,000 according to VAERS. We know that. But only 1 to 10% of adverse side effects are reported to VAERS. That's vaccine adverse reactions, whatever the fuck it is. It's under the CDC website. And excuse my French. I get a little heated sometimes. The news would have you believe that only 3 people have died in the United States from adverse side effects. Now, you go to Canada with AstraZeneca? Holy shit. New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Austria? You wouldn't believe the numbers. UK? I could go on and on. I've researched all this shit, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a dummy. I'm a dumb truck driver, but I'm not a dummy. Here's the thing with a truck driver. We have all the time in the world because we're backed up into a dock for hours and hours and hours a day. Yeah, there's a lot of guys and women, I should say, that choose to play video games or watch movies. I choose to research. I choose to educate myself of what's happening around the world. What they're lying to you, straight up lying to you. You know, and when I was given this platform to talk on this by Unplug 7, by the way, we appreciate this platform because this is the only way we can get the uncensored truth out there without getting banned on every fucking social media site like I have. I've been banned on Facebook now twice. I just got banned again last week. I've been banned on TikTok 9 times. Everywhere I go, I get banned. Why? Because I speak the truth. I know what I'm talking about. They don't ban people that are lying. They ban people that speak the truth that goes against the narrative. That's what they do.
Yep.
And what the CDC just did on Thursday, in my opinion, that should have been the Paul Revere shot, honestly. And it, because it's not, it even pisses me off more because this fucking country is a bunch of cowards. And everybody says, well, why don't you do something? Why don't I do something? You want me to stand up and risk everything for the rest of you, and you think I'm going to be able to do it? I'm not dumb. I'm a dumb truck driver, but I'm not dumb. There's no way one person can do this. There's no. We have to have millions of people standing up together in unison at once and demand that this shit stops. Right now, today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, today. I'm not dumb enough I don't think that I'm important enough or strong enough or powerful enough to use my voice to shut this shit off. I can't. I know that. So you need to get your heads out of your asses, unbury your fucking head from the sand. I don't know what quit watching the fucking news is your first choice. Because it's they call it programming for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. They're brainwashing
you.
On that note, Greg, let's go to you, and then we'll go to Daryl, and then we'll go back up to Anthony. So, Greg, go ahead and share your thoughts on that. You know that COVID-19 vaccine being issued for 6-month-old children down to 6-month-old. Go ahead, Greg.
I draw the line right there in the sand. If the American people want to wake up, I'll stand in the front lines. I'll lose everything I got to stand up for other people's kids. Mine's done raised, but I love children so much that I'll lose everything I got in my life to start over again. I'll stand on the front line. I'll go to jail. People need to get out and demonstrate, protest, and yell to the top of your lungs. Even if your state is against it, they need to back up the state that's for it. Everybody needs to converge on these states that's for it. Everybody needs to. They need to come out in mass numbers. It's an unproven thing. It's even killed animals before they even – they're wanting to use them for guinea pigs, basically. Our children, that's tomorrow. That's our babies. That's sons, daughters, grandkids, nieces, nephews. They're wanting to do this to guys. If that don't wake you up, nothing's going to. That's, to me,
you know you're right, dude.
That's the line in the sand.
And I'm with you, Greg. I you know I am. just because
they
say I'm not, going to, I'm not going to stand up. I'm not going to stand up by myself. I'm not going to stand in the middle of the street and wait for the semi to run me over.
Now, how many times we stood by something and watch other people drive down the road making money laughing at us, you know? It ain't like we ain't.
Me and you, Greg, we've stood side by side many different things. And you know, when I tell you that I'll stand beside you, you know that I will. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Now, if we live in a country of 340 million people, ladies and gentlemen, if 20 million of you ring up my phone or start messaging me on social media and say, what are we doing? Then we're going to get together, we're going to come up with a plan, and we're going to figure out what we're going to do to save this country. Now, I don't know what that means.
Yep.
I don't know what that means. I do know that we're going to talk because that's the diplomatic way. And there is no diplomacy in Washington, D.C. anymore. There is no diplomacy between Republicans and Democrats or any other party. It's my way or the highway on both sides. And I'm done with it. And millions of Americans are done with it just like I am. And they say, well, then go to the voting booth. Well, we did that in 2020, and geo-tracking proved with 2,000 mules that you fucked us out of that one, too. Not that I don't think it's been happening for longer than that, but we have the technology and the proof now that shows that you guys are screwing with our elections on both sides. It's not just one side or the other. It's manipulation. It's media control. It just doesn't stop. And people, see, it's the Republicans. No. Oh, it's the Democrats. No, it's the establishment, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And I start stuttering when I get upset because I'm so upset. But it's the establishment. It's not, and the establishment is not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's both sides. The establishment runs deep. It involves the CIA, the FBI. The CIA, if you knew what they've been responsible for, look up MENA, Arkansas. Read up on MENA, Arkansas. That's just one example. Look up South Central L.A., the crack epidemic. Sorry. Look up the Iran-Contra scandal. There's numerous things that we've talked about in this radio show that will blow your fucking mind because these people are evil.
Thank
Don't
you.
Think one second that your party is here to save you because they're not. You need to
Thank
find.
You.
You need to filter out the ones that are actually in public office as a public servant, not as a career politician, like numerous other people. But I went off on my rant there, Daryl. I apologize and all of you guys.
No.
But, Daryl, go ahead and share your thoughts.
No, you're saying things right on the bat. Sweden, they're not even vaccinating their kids 5 to 11. The U.K., they said this is totally non-essential. Someone told me about this. I'm not going to say her name, but we had a talk, I think it was the last night or the night before, on Facebook. We were talking about this, the CDC, what they came up with. I'm telling y'all this right now. If Danielle and I, if y'all pick us to be governor and lieutenant governor, I will tell the CDC to go pound fucking sand. Because you're not going to tell us how we run Colorado. Because I'm here to protect our kids. My kids are grown. But I will protect anybody's kid in Colorado and in the United States. Because I believe in that, because they are our future. And that's one of the things I'm fighting for. I am sick and tired of nobody wanting to stand up and fight. You know, just like my mom told me back in the day when I was little. She said, son, I cannot teach you to be a man. But I will tell you this. I want you to be able to stand up for people who are trying to stand up for themselves. If you help them, I will never get mad at you. That's why I'm running. That's why I'm in this fight, to go ahead and be lieutenant governor of Colorado. You know, along with Danielle, who wants to be a governor, because I am sick and tired of nobody wanting to fight for us. You know, I am tired of no one wanting to stand up and say, you know what, thank you, CDC, for saying something, along with the teachers union, who back in the day, they kind of told the CDCs, we want you to say this so we can get kids vaccinated. You know what, I will look at the CDC and I'll tell them, you do not tell us what to do. You can go pound sand. Adults, let me tell you something. If you do not want your kids vaccinated and you go to school and they try to get your kids vaccinated without your permission, we are going to figure out something to go ahead and start going after those people that did. Because now they're trying to say they're the parents and they're lying. You know what? We need to start making people responsible for their damn actions. and I'm getting sick and tired right now, that we don't have anyone being responsible for anything. No one's being called out for nothing. Everybody's just going along, well, you know what, as long as I keep my money, you know, and they keep feeding it to me, you know, I'm going to stay a career politician. You know, that keeps explaining to people. I am not a career politician. I don't want to be. I don't want to be stuck in that pool. I want to come in and do what government was made for. Government was made for simple people, business people, to come in, do your thing. When it's done and over with, you go back into the working class pool so you understand what's going on. And no one wants to stand up because they're too busy worrying about, well, what's my next move? Or I want to go up and higher in politics. You know, just like this Griswold lady, she called out Peters. There was no reason for her to call out Peters. But, you know, and like you said, you're talking about our voter integrity. Okay, how about this? You know what? If you really want to cut down on this cheating, get rid of these stupid machines that deals with algorithms. Get back to the machines where it goes, punch, I want this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. There you go. Tally it. How hard is that? Let's go to fingerprinting. Because I'd be daggone if you sit back and tell me, well, you know, it's expensive. Bullshit. I got fingerprinting on my phone. You got fingerprinting for almost everything you do. When I was a police officer, somebody gave me their license. I look at it. I say, I don't think this is you, but I'll tell you what. Come here. Let me get your little fingerprint, put it on the ticket. It better be you when you show up, because if not, you're going to be in trouble, son. So how come we can't do that? And then also, how about this? Secretary of State of the daggone Colorado, do this. When people are cheating, prosecute them. And then the thing that pisses me off even more, when she sat up there and says, I fight for everybody's voice, who is Democrat, Republican, and Independent. Well, that's kind of funny, because the only two people I see that seems like is running is Polis, who is Democratic, Heidi, who is GOP, but Danielle and the rest of them, you don't hear them because they're Independent. So, you know, it would be nice if we give people who are in, that we choose to be in office, that they truly start standing up for people instead of worrying about when's my next move, because you know she's trying to go higher than Secretary of State. Me, I'm telling you people this right now, and you can hold my feet to the damn fire. I am going to make people responsible. I will be responsible for it. Save everything. When I put things on Facebook Live, please share it, love it. Hold on to it, because that way you're going to make me responsible. Because I am, daggone, I am sick and tired. Right now I'm standing outside of my truck. People probably looking at me like, this Negro gone crazy. But I'm sick and tired. No one want to be responsible for anything. And it pisses me off, because I want people to understand this. I am going to fight my ass off for you, just like all of y'all said. You know what? I want America back. I want people to start standing up and saying, you know what, if this large son of a bitch is going to stand up against all these people, he hasn't even voted in office yet. He already said that he's going to be standing up to this person. He's going to stand up to this person. Yeah, damn straight I am. Let's go. I am not doing – the reason Danielle and I, we're no longer GOP, because I'm sick and tired of that leadership not wanting anyone accountable. I am sick and tired of – the United States and Colorado going into a Marxist way of life. We're going into a life where no one is held responsible, and our kids are coming out, they're graduating college, they can't even count damn change. What kind of shit is that? It pisses me off. But yet they want to sit down and say, nothing's going on here.
You know, Daryl, you know the headlines are going to read all over mainstream media tomorrow that the Disrespected Trucker radio show had on a racist that used the N-word without checking into the fact that well, you're not really a racist. Yeah.
Nope.
So, yeah. But let's hear from Anthony and hear what Greg's call drops. So we don't have Greg anymore, and we appreciate Greg's input. But I do want to bring Anthony back on and let him
thanks, Greg.
Weigh in on the whole vaccine with the CDC, and then after that, we're going to take a quick one-minute break. I'll give you the information to call in if you want to call in and voice your opinion or concern or have a few questions for Daryl. You're more than welcome. So, Anthony, without further ado, go ahead and share your opinion.
I think what's happening to the kids in this country is disgusting. It's deplorable. You know, like you guys said, in the other countries, they're not requiring the vaccine for the kids. And there's multiple reasons why. It's because of the side effects. It's the risk-reward scenario. The kids aren't susceptible to it. If you look at the number of children that have died from COVID, it's in the neighborhood of 400 kids in the U.S. that have died. And all of those kids
over 400.
had very serious complications in their life. These weren't healthy children. These were immunodeficient, like very sad cases, right? But it's only 400 and something kids. And we have all these side effects. Now, one of the things you didn't mention with the side effects is there's very early information now coming out about how people that have had the vaccine, their immune system isn't working anymore, overreacting in some cases. It's not reacting in some cases. So, for instance, how many people, we all know them, how many people have gotten the vaccine and gotten COVID multiple times? Because they've gotten COVID, their immune system should be protecting them against COVID. They shouldn't get it the second time. They have a vaccine and natural immunity, and yet they get it again. That's because their immune system is not working correctly. The vast majority of people that did not get the vaccine and have gotten COVID are not getting COVID again. Let me just add something, Anthony,
that when everybody says the vaccine, the vaccine, the vaccine, because that's the media told us it was a vaccine. That's the government set. That's the big pharma set. In actuality, I was on a Zoom call with Dr. Robert Malone. He was a creator of the mRNA vaccine. Or technology, I should say. It's not vaccine. It's technology.
This is not a vaccine.
This is technology. mRNA technology. And you that have taken the vaccine, quote unquote, you are the experiment. According to dictionary or whatever else you want to call it. You are the experiment, and I'm not trying to say that to be mean. I'm saying that because again, the truth hurts. The truth is always going to hurt, so we don't repeat it. What I wanted to say. I wanted to verify that. But Anthony, go ahead. I apologize.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Calling it a vaccine is a lie on its face because a vaccine would indicate that it's stopping you from spreading it, stopping you from getting it, and the vaccine, quote unquote, air quotes there. Does neither of those things. And so legally, you can't even make a valid argument for requiring it for the public because it's not in the public's interest that this quote-unquote vaccine is out there. The only time in history we have gotten vaccines approved, mandated, is when there was a public need. So it was going to stop you from spreading it and killing people, right? This vaccine, air quotes again, does not do that. There is no public benefit to the shot. It's only a personal therapeutic benefit. All they're saying now, if you get the shot, you are going to potentially reduce your chances of death. Well, thanks. But there's no need to require. Now that you've told me that, there's no need to require it because you've told me that it's not doing anything like a vaccine, and it's got a ton of side effects. Another one of the side effects that they're starting to discover is that there's about a 60% increase in miscarriages within the vaccinated community. 60% increase. What in the hell is happening? Then you have other situations where other doctors are starting to sound the alarm that they are suspecting that it's actually altering DNA in some respects. Altering your DNA. And we're okay with that? We're going to stick that in every kid's arm and every, grown adult's arm? Hell no, we're not going to do that. I will stand next to Greg and you. My line in the sand will be shoulder to shoulder. We're going to protect these kids. And this is a different subject, but they're in all-out attack mode on our kids. If you look at what they're doing with the trans movement and sexualizing our kids and everything, they are attacking our kids on every different front. And parents, we've got to wake up. These are our children. These are our family children, our neighbors.
On this COVID crap, you know what? There's all right, and I will personally say this because I had experience with that. You know, I have a friend of mine. He's on the he's up in Alaska, and he's a representative of Alaska. And he told me about this COVID-19 the COVID-19 Alliance thing, and it opened up my eyes, and I ended up catching COVID. The only reason I caught COVID is because I was in my trailer for 12 hours trying to knock out DGG because it solidified, and I got all the fibers and everything got up in my lungs, and it knocked down my immune system. Then they said, because your immune system was compromised, you now got COVID. Okay, fine. But then I started thinking of vitamin D3, vitamin C, and zinc. You know what? I've been doing that every day. And while I was doing that, I never got sick. I wasn't after that. You know, after I was feeling that, I didn't get sick. I was around people who had COVID. Never had no reaction. One time I had to go to the military. They said you got to do a before you show up, you have to take a COVID test. Okay, fine. I take the COVID test, and I'm glad the lady, she explained it to me, and she did it exactly. People, listen to me. She did it exactly like the direction said, because she said if you go off of it a little bit, it's gonna come up with a false reading. She did it exactly. She showed me it, read it, did exactly how she's supposed to do it. Guess what? I came up negative. Even though I had to go ahead and fight like hell for an exam, for religion exam, because I don't believe in that. To be believing this shot, I had to take the JJ because I want to retire. I went on and took it, but you know what? I continued to take my supplements. I never got sick from when I took the shot, because a lot of people, they get very sick, which we know from last Thursday. My friend was on here, and she told you how she almost died. And I continue to take those supplements. What I'm saying is this. How come we're not sitting up here telling people about taking supplements that will improve what? Something that God has gave you is called an immune system. Immune system, if you go ahead and help it, it will not need to have a booster shot because your immune system will continue to fight. Doing vitamins and stuff is the simplest way to help people to get better. You know what? Even if they have these other conditions in the background, having these vitamins in your system that help you fight off infections will end up helping your immune system to help you fight this off harder. But you notice they don't want to go ahead and say, you know what, let's help you get better. Let's help you with your diabetes. Let's do things to help you so you can get healthier. So then that way you don't need the stupid shot so you can go ahead and live a productive life. They don't tell you any of that because they don't want you to understand that, because they don't want you to get better, because they want you to be depending on this shot and continue to be a human guinea pig. And when is it that we're going to sit back and say, you know what, the heck with this, I want to start being healthy? You know, we make fun of diabetes. Oh, I got the sugars. Okay, but you know what? Do something about it. You know what? Let's help you. Let's start educating people to get better so they understand what vitamins can do, instead of trying to depend on a shot that does not help you and it continuously come out with complications.
Yeah. And another, no, you're another exactly right. And I'm a little bit over here, guys. I'm going to keep you on, Anthony, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. Anthony, I'm going to keep you on. Daryl, obviously, I'm going to keep you on. Let me just play these. And I'm going to explain to everybody that's listening via the internet or want to call in how to get on live and uncensored to share your opinion, your thoughts in 1 minute, okay? Just so give me 1 minute, let me play a few ads, and we'll get right back to you.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America rolling. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Olsnot new.
Hey, and by the way, everybody, I have used both of these products. Molestat, number one. They make some great, great product. Window cleaner, polish. I polish my truck. I use the window cleaner. And they have a product called Dashable that you can spray. It's like an Armor All kind of thing on your dash and shine it up. Fantastic product, I mean that. I would never promote anything that I don't believe in, but Bolsnot has phenomenal product. Trust me on that. You can go to Facebook, look up Bolsnot. Anywhere on social media, look up Bolsnot. You won't regret it. Trust me. Everybody's like, oh, Bolsnot? Well, that doesn't sound like something I want to put on my vehicle. Trust me. You're going to like it. Trucker Tools also. I actually use their app pretty much on a daily basis. I was talked into downloading their app from my dispatcher, actually. And that was after I started playing their ads on my radio show, because I played their ads on my radio show because the network that put us on here asked me if I would. And obviously, they brought me on here. I adhere to what they asked me to do. It's a minor inconvenience if you make it that, but it's not even an inconvenience. So anyway, I got dispatched under a load, and my dispatcher said, you got to download this app called Trucker Tools. They want to track where their load's at. And I'm not a fan of people tracking me, but I'm like, you know what? I got a phone. The government tracks me every day, so what the fuck do I care? So I downloaded the app, Trucker Tools, and after I did, I looked at it, and I seen everything that it had to offer. Truck stops, planning your route, loads. There's a load board on there. I mean, it's truly amazing. And once I started using it, I'm like, you know, I want to talk about these guys a little bit more, because they're not paying me any money to talk about them. But they do sponsor Unplugged 7 Radio Network. And I'm a part of that. And I appreciate being a part of that. And I'm glad I used the product, honestly, because it helps me. Anyway, on that note, I wanted to give you guys information about, if you're listening over the internet or if you're listening over the phone, you can call in and you can ask questions. You can share your opinion. We are completely uncensored, as long as you're not disrespectful and rude. Anthony, we've kept you on for quite some time now, and that's more than fine. When I feel like you're adding to the conversation, I'll just leave you mic'd up. And Anthony is definitely adding to the conversation. But the phone number to call in is 516-387-1733. And when you get through on the phone lines, you have to press the number 1 on your phone. That lets my switchboard know that you have something to say. And I'll add you in. I promise you I will. And as soon as you become combative or disrespectful, I should say, I'll just mute you. It's pretty simple, not a big deal. But that phone number again, grab your pen, grab your paper. Let's get this done. We've got a few minutes left of the show, and we can certainly have a discussion. But that phone number is 516-387-1733. And make sure that you press the number 1 once you get through. That lets me know that, hey, I want to get on air. And we'll bring you on. And again, another thank you to Bolsnot and also to Trucker Tools. Oof. Oh, here I go stumbling on my words tonight. But, no, gentlemen, you know, we're finally – we have 20 minutes left of the show. I have an additional hour if need be. Would most definitely use it if need be. I don't care to use that last hour just for the simple fact that it starts to drag over 2 hours and people are like, oh, I don't really want to listen anymore. I got shit to do. I understand. So I want to wrap it up in the last 20 minutes. But I'm going to take the last, I don't know, 3 to 4 minutes to do my final statement. So basically, we have another 16 to 17 minutes. And I'm going to give that stage. I'm going to give the next 3 to 5 minutes to Anthony. If there's anything that you would like to add to any of the conversation we had tonight, and after you get done with your whatever you have to say, Anthony. I am going to live on air just tell you I appreciate your call, and then we will cut you off. So, Anthony, go ahead and share your final thoughts.
Just so you know, I live in Colorado. So, Daryl, I just happened to get my ballot today, and I've already circled your name on the ballot, my friend. You are already bubbled in. You got my vote. We need more people that are going to that are willing to stand up, fight for us, and fight against what's going on here, and that will be our voice. You guys talked about it before. The establishment doesn't have our back anymore. It's not about Republican, Democrat, anything. These are establishment elite people who are out for control, and they will do anything in their power to maintain power. And a lot of that comes with creating fear, because you really can't acquire a ton of fear if we're all – or a ton of power if we're all happy. You can only take power when there are problems and we are willing to give up our power. And so they are working overtime right now to create as much fear in us, whether it's COVID or race relations or Republicans or democracy or the insurrection.
Don't forget monkeypox.
And monkeypox, yeah, that kind of died off a little bit. What happened with that? I guess everybody figured out it was only happening during homosexual sex, so it really wasn't as big of a deal as we all weren't going to catch it, because there's only a certain percentage of the public that's going to be catching that. And they didn't want to talk about that.
So I shouldn't even be laughing at that. That was funny. I'm sorry.
There's all sorts of straight people that are running around very worried about that, but I promise you, unless you're hanging out in the bathhouses in New York, I don't think you have to worry about it.
I'm definitely moving after this.
And I love that you guys pointed out, about slavery. Slavery had nothing to do with color, and trying to, simplify it down to black, white, just color issues is ignorant and foolish in every respect. Every different color of person was a slave. Every different color of person owned slaves. It was never a black and white issue, and we're trying to make it literally a black and white issue in two different sense, and it's not. It's just not that clean and easy, and I'm glad that you guys brought that up to help educate people and make them realize that, I'm tired of being called a racist myself, and you guys don't know me, but I'm not. I'm the furthest thing from – I have nothing but love in my heart for everybody. And I get accused, just because of the color of my skin, I get accused in some very vicious terms of being a racist or a bigot or whatever. And that's not me. And I need you all to understand that when you do that, you're the racist. I need you to realize that.
Thank you.
I have done nothing wrong to you, and you just try and throw out some racist accusations. You're the racist, not me. And that's all I needed to say.
Yep. Hey, Anthony, I surely appreciate you calling in tonight. And man, you brought up some really great points. And I really appreciate you calling into the show tonight. I would appreciate also if you shared out this link or this radio show with your friends. Let them know, too. They can come on. They can talk just like you did. And if they have a short point to make, get on, make your point, and say, I'll listen to what your response is. That's great, too. With that being said, before I let you go, I just want you live on air while I ask Daryl this next question. I would like to have Daryl on a regular more of a regular basis, if he's interested. Maybe not every week, but it may turn into every week. Who knows? But as a guest co-host, would you be willing to do that or available to do that, Daryl?
Yep. Heck yeah.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. Let me change that. Hell yeah.
More people need to hear from men like Daryl. So, yes, get him on the air as much as humanly possible.
Well, and here's why I say that. Okay. So I'm from Minnesota. My co-host, Chris Bikerson, who's been with me from episode 2, we're on episode 52 now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. This is our one-year anniversary, and Chris took it off. He deserves a night off. He's at home with his wife, and that's good. But Chris is from Illinois. We're trying to expand our horizons here at the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. And the reason we call it the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show is because of my social media following on TikTok and Twitter and Facebook when I was on there, those different accounts, because I do have a large amount of following on social media. I'm a patriot, and they believe in what I say, and they think the same things I think. I'm just loud enough and proud enough to say it. We do have another guest co-host, but he lives in Florida, and he was actually hit by the hurricane when the hurricane hit down there 3 weeks ago or whatever it was. I have not contacted him because I know he's busy, but his name is Conservative Ant, and he is one of America's top 25 gay influencers. He sits on the board for Gays Against Groomers, and I look forward to the day that I can get Conservative Ant on here as a guest co-host, along with Daryl as a guest co-host, and me and Chris, and take calls from all of you listeners, and we just have a conversation, an honest conversation like we have had tonight. So I wanted to say that live on air with you, Anthony. And before I let you go, let me one more time thank you for your contribution to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. And God bless you, brother. And, yeah, thank you. That's all I'm going to say, and you have a good night.
Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, Anthony just dropped. So, all right, brother. It's just me and you, Daryl. Oh, wait a minute. We have another caller that wants to get on. And you know what?
Right.
Whenever there's a caller that gets on, even if it's close to showtime where it's going to end, I don't end the show because I feel everybody's voice is important. This area code is from a 605 number, which is a South Dakota number, and I'm going to bring them on. And the South Dakota number you are on right now, what's your name and where are you from?
Well, Jeremy, you and Daryl both know me. This is Sean.
Holy shit.
Sean.
Who do we got out
Holy
here, Daryl?
Shit, Sean.
It's
know.
A South Dakota number, but a Okie.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, I just wanted to come on and say y'all had a good show tonight. I think you're both racist.
Hey, you be quiet over there. We represent that.
Yeah,
I'm proud to be it.
Well, I think the folks of Colorado better get out and vote, and they better vote for Daryl. And if they don't, it's going to be their loss. All the way around. If we don't get people like Daryl in there, people that will stand up, speak out, and do what's right, we're all going to hell.
Yep. In a handbag.
Plain and simple. Your other guest talked about genocide. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yep.
2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, they came out with this thing they called the COVID virus. The minute it came out, Jeremy, you were one of the guys on the phone with me when I said it. This is a biological weapon unleashed on us by China.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
It was mm-hmm. then. It is now. It's still going on. But after watching all this stuff unfold over the years, this was a biological weapon unleashed on us by China with the blessings
mm-hmm.
of all these fucking government officials. We got all these Democrats.
And then, Sean, let's stop for just 1 second. Let me add in that now, with the help of Dr. Fauci and the NIH, Boston University, they perfected the COVID virus, where they infected 13 mice. I believe it was 13, and 80% of those mice died from the virus. 80%. What do you think is going to get unleashed on America next and the world?
Well,
this isn't going to stop until we stop them. Understand this very clearly.
they have perfected it enough to go ahead and be able to tell us when the next one's coming out. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. You got it, Sean.
You know, if the American people don't wake up, then we're all doomed. There's a small handful of us.
If the American people don't wake up, Sean, or Daryl, or anybody else, we keep on saying that, guys like ourselves, that are willing to stand up and be brave and do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep on saying, well, if people don't wake up, and I'm guilty of it. I'm not going to point my finger at anybody else because I'm guilty of it too. You know what we're doing? All we're doing is giving them more time to do, to carry out their plans. At some point in time, in the very near future, you're going to have to get right with God, and you're going to have to make a decision. Do you want to keep on getting on social media and telling everybody that, hey, you need to wake up, you need to unbury your head from the sand? Or are you going to say to yourself, well, I guess it's my time, and I got to stand up, and I got to do what's right for the humanity of this world, not just for our country, but for this world. And what does that mean? Again, because I know, you know, this gets spread to the FBI, to the CIA, and the government, and they're going to come after you hard. They're going to knock down your fucking door and steal my $10 fucking 10-year-old chair that I have and say you owe that to us if I don't explain myself right now. I don't know what that means. Am I saying that we should rise up in arms and start an actual insurrection? I am not saying that. I don't know what that means when I say that. What I do know what it means, what I'm trying to say, is that we have to do something soon. I don't know what that something is even. I don't have all the answers. I won't sit here and claim and tell you guys, you should all follow me because I know all the answers. I don't have the answers. I don't. But there's something that we are missing that we need to do together collectively. And I believe that number, that message and that answer is us standing collectively together in the millions and marching down to downtown D.C. together and not leaving together until they stop with their bullshit. That's my, I don't know, not my solution, but my idea. I don't know if it should be more than that. I don't know if it should be less than that. But that's what I mean. We need to... You're going to lose everything, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't stand together with fellow Americans. If you feel something's wrong, stand together. If you don't have gas money, get a ride. We need to get to D.C. We need to stand in the millions like they've never seen before. We need to. The whole city should be packed full of people saying enough's enough. We're not going to put up with it anymore.
Jeremy, we have been... a lot of us have been out here in the front fighting this fight. Our names, our faces out in the front, working our asses off, fighting every chance we get, and they just keep beating us down and beating us down until old guys like me finally just say, you know what, fuck it. I don't give a fuck no more. You know, I was the guy standing out in front. Jeremy, you was with me. I was the guy standing out in front.
Side by side, John.
But we got to do it different, though. We got to start taking it. We got to start taking it state by state because we're trying to bite a big elephant. We can't do it because, like you said, there's only 10% of the public that is not able to be brainwashed or hypnotized. But that leaves us with 30 million people. 30 million. We need the 10%. We got to start standing together. You know, that's why I'm doing this.
It's hard to do, and you're right. We need to do state by state. Jeremy said we need to hit D.C., all of us. No, we need to all hit our state at the same time. Everybody needs to hit their state at the same time and show them in D.C., look here, we've had enough. But if we don't do that and we don't get together, it ain't going to work, guys.
But you saying that, Sean, you know, the things that we've gone through, some of the opposition would criticize you for saying that because you have a different idea of what somebody else has. That was just my spitballing, what I said. But you have a different idea, and so does Daryl. And here's what I'm going to respond to you with that. I don't disagree with you. At this point in time, I just know that our country's in trouble, and I don't give a shit what people want to do or will do. If it takes state by state, then damn it, let's do it. Let's stand in every fucking overpass on the interstate with signs and American flags and march our asses to our state capitals and demand change immediately. I'm in on that.
Three years ago, you and me and four other people made a slow roll in South Dakota. South Dakota. Five of us. The longest slow roll in trucker history. We got more press, more exposure, five guys in South Dakota than anybody, no matter how many people they had. They did not get the exposure that five guys in South Dakota got. So that tells you state by state is the way we need to go.
Yep. Thank you. And you truckers, y'all hear this man talking. Understand this. Your vote counts. You got to end up voting for Danielle and myself in for office so we can start doing things for our truckers, start doing things for the common people, start doing things for the working people, start doing things for our parents, and start protecting our kids.
That's right.
This party line stuff's got to go. Sean, it's not working.
Do you want to add any more, Sean, before I let you go and then I get to Daryl, let him complete his final thoughts and then I'll find and go ahead.
Yeah, I got one more thing to say. I got family in Colorado and they're behind Daryl. And I got one little shout out to make. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, I guess, whatever, the 19th. I had a grandson born.
Hell yeah.
In Colorado. His name is Rome. And I'll do everything I can do to fight as hard as I can fight so that little man has a life.
Yep.
And that's all I got
his
to say.
Name is Rome.
Shout out to my little Rome.
Like R-O-M-E?
R-O-A-M, Rome.
Okay, like Rome, like the falling of Rome. What you're saying is you're going to do everything in your power to make damn sure that Rome doesn't fall.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I'm
That's
with you,
fact.
Brother.
There you go.
And my daughter, his mother, is part of my company. She's my dispatcher, fixing to be a broker. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Rome doesn't fall. He's got something I leave this world. All right. Look,
I appreciate
it. Y'all had a great show.
I appreciate you calling in tonight, Sean.
All right. I appreciate
you, Sean.
Y'all have a good night.
Love you, brother.
Get some sleep. Love y'all.
Get some sleep, man. All right.
Yep. Later.
All right, everybody. That was Sean. Sean was with the Disrespected Trucker when I created the name and the group from the very beginning.
Nice.
Because we are all disrespected truckers. We truly are. If you lived our life, you would understand. We get treated like shit everywhere we go. Not everywhere. I mean, there's some nice people out there, but for the most part, we are disrespected. But on that note, I appreciate the call, Sean. And let's go right to Daryl. Daryl, I want your final thoughts. We're going to go over a little bit tonight, and that's okay. I don't mind that. But let's go to your final thoughts, Daryl, on everything that we talked about kind of go ahead and throw a plug in and where people can find you and Danielle on social media and learn more about what your stances are on political issues.
All right. Well, sitting here in front of Love's Truck Stop over here in Boise, Idaho, Boise City, Oklahoma. So just in case there's some truck drivers over there listening, and they're like, who is this crazy son of a bitch talking? Yeah, I'm over here on the side, folks. Real quick, shout out to Kevin Allen and to Raven the Conservative. Man, they're just like us, dude. They are fighting so hard. And everybody that I run into, it's a blessing. God has done things and put people in my life for a reason. He put me across you for a reason. And I just want you to know I appreciate you and appreciate you having me on the show, and I appreciate what you do. And also what you do as a job. Even though my job, I don't bump docks. I just dump stuff out of my hopper. But, you know, people, this is what I want to say to y'all. All right? And right now the voting is beginning to go. I want y'all to understand something. I want you to look at this. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party do not want people like Danielle and I to step above and start running things. The reason is this. If you look at it, You have not heard her on any network stations. You've not heard me on any network stations. And it's done for a reason. It is done so then that way you don't understand that what we stand for. They're done so that way they'll keep you in the dark. And that way you can sit back and you're like, well, there's no one good that's representing us. Well, yes, there is. You have two working class people representing you. And do we need donations? Oh, yes, we do. Because we're trying to fight against two big entities, the Republicans and the Democrats, and they do not want us to voice our opinions because they don't want you, the people of Colorado, to be heard. Because here it is. Let's look at it. Let's look at how this goes. If Danielle and I were blessed by the people of Colorado to win this election, You know what kind of wave that's going to cause? It's going to start opening up where people who are independent saying, you know what, if Colorado can do it, so can we. They're like, wait a minute, you have two working class people they just voted in who decided to stand up against the government and start wanting to do things that are right and put American people first. Start putting our laws first. Start putting our people first. Start putting our kids first. And also, these people that came over here to the United States, they want to be citizens. They said, you know what, I've been here, even though I came over here illegally, I want to be part of this. I want to be a citizen. But yet, we make so many guidelines or so many roadblocks for these people. They want to come over here. And I'm talking about the people who are here, they're working. They're putting in to our communities, and it's hard for them to get. They got to spend $10,000. To try to be here, or the $10,000. I ran the family. They're spending $40,000 to get here, and they're wondering why. Why is it they got to pay $500 to fill out a stupid form? It shouldn't be that way. But yet, we got people coming over, and they want to be here, but yet they sit back, get DUIs, they kill people, and they don't want to be part of America. They don't want to go ahead and put into the pot. But yet, they're here, and we give them everything. Bullshit. I am tired, and I'm sick, and I'm fed up for people and these people that are up in office who are making money off the poor folks who wants to be here legally, taking all their money and making it impossible for them to do the right thing. And then when they ask for money, they get it off the working class and poor people of poverty, and they give us nothing back. And I know you people are tired of it. I am putting a lot on the line because I sit back and right now, I chose to stop what I'm doing, to stop my haul, what I'm doing, because I believe in letting people understand I am here to run for you people, everyone. I'm here because I want people of Colorado and people in the United States to understand, you know what? There is somebody who wants to stand up for us. There is somebody who says, you know what, screw all you people that got all this money and says, you know what, I want to stay in power because I want to get higher up, and I don't have to be accountable for anyone. Wait a minute. You know what? Daryl Gibbs is going to make you accountable. Danielle Neuswinger will make you accountable. Daryl Gibbs is going to start fighting for the police officers. We're going to be fighting for firefighters, school teachers, start fighting for people out and the ranchers, the farmers. I'm fighting for everybody. All of you that sat back and said, I will not get this shot because it's my God-given constitutional right, and they fired you, Danielle and I, we will work hard to get your freaking jobs back. Because the way I see it, if they can fire you because you stood up for your rights, then they can hire you back because you stood up for your rights. I am like this because I am very passionate for standing up for Colorado. I'm not doing this to get pats on the back. I'm not doing this so someday I can get to move up and say, hey, you know what, dun-dun-dun. No, I'm here because I want what's good for Colorado. I've been here since 1995. I remember when I used to walk around through the hills. I see none but, I mean, it was hills everywhere. Colorado is beautiful. And then all of a sudden you run into this one area and you do the smell of money, which is a bunch of cows. It's a feedlot because I used to run for Montford and for Navajo. I want Colorado back. I am tired of seeing us number one and number two in crime. There is no reason for it. I'm tired of seeing all these people are vets. They're stuck outside. They're homeless. I am sick and tired of having mayors who are sellouts, and we're having gentrification in our neighborhoods because they don't want to stand up because you got people behind them whispering in their ear saying, we'll give you more money and anything you want, but let these people go ahead and suffer. And that's part, and that's adding to our homeless problem. I am sick and tired of no one wanting to call out different representatives, like I'll say it, like Black Lives Matter, and any other person that says, well, we're for black folks or for minorities, and they're not. I am going to hold people's feet to the fire. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what Danielle is going to do. That's what we're here to do. I want people to understand. I am going to let you know what's going on. I want folks to understand politics so then that regular people can sit back and stand up and say, you know what, I want to go ahead and help. I want to be part of this process. Because right now, they don't want you to be part of the process. Like you said at the beginning of this, when I first started this, man, the hoops I had to go through just to get on the ballot, the hoops I had to go through so we can be noticed and we can run. My God, they don't want poor folks. They don't want poor folks. They don't want working class people to be up in office. They don't want that because they despise us. They look at us and they say, you know what, you're just here to make us money. We know, like that one crazy lady said, don't worry, we know better than you. So we don't have to listen to you. People of Colorado, what irritates me so much, and I can't stand it, is when you have people in the Democratic Party and in the GOP that says, if you vote for Danielle or Daryl, you're going to split the vote. No, you're not going to split the vote. How about this? You vote for the person that's ready to fight, that's ready to stand up, and will take on any comers that says, you know what, we're going to try to take away your rights. We're going to try to take away your parenting. We're going to go ahead and say to the police officers, you know what, we're going to have you, we're going to just make you woke, so you don't want to do your jobs anymore. I want to bring the pride back into the police officers where they come to work and says, you know what, I'm doing this because the people want me to. I'm doing this because my police department is backing me up. I'm doing this because the citizens look at me and they know I'm here with them, that I got their backs. And the people who sit back and do crime, you know what, when you get caught, do me a favor, man up and you got caught. I'm getting sick and tired of these people. They get caught, and then they turn around, do stupid stuff, and then we're blaming the police officers for it because they decided they want to get loud and say stupid things, and they do not want to have any responsibility of their own damn actions. I am getting sick and tired of people blaming everybody else for stuff they don't want to do.
Daryl, you're right on cue, my friend. But I have to start doing the ending of the show. But before I say goodbye to you, we're going to do a 3-minute and 44-second break. And then I'm going to get to my final thoughts after we depart from Daryl. But I want Daryl to be on here to listen to this, okay? For 3 minutes and 44 seconds, okay? Hold on.
All right.
my dogs Democrats. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact. My dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the street. But he just acts like he's entitled, even tried to unionize the cats. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat. Constitution that I keep on display, and every time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way.
What difference at this point does it make?
I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. He pooped on my living room rug and tried to tell me George Bush did it. He ain't got no papers. And what really gets my goat is if he could find a ride to town, well, I know they'd let him vote. Well, sure, we've had some good times, and he's been fun to have around. But if he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down.
I cut it short.
I had to go.
I think my dog is
that dog is funny. Oh, I forgot to say where they can find us.
So, Darryl, well, like I said earlier, right before that, you know, maybe 10 minutes before that, I'd appreciate it if you have time on occasion to come on and be our guest co-host. It'd be really awesome if I can get you and conservative Ant on at the same time, because who the hell expects a gay guy to be a conservative, you know? And who the hell expects a black man to be a conservative? So we get – yeah, you know how that would be the greatest conversation ever, honestly. On that note, Darryl, thank you so much for joining us again for the second Thursday night in a row, sharing your thoughts and your opinions and letting everybody in Colorado know what you're doing and what you're running for to save America. And on that note, Darryl, I just want you to know I appreciate you, man, and I will be in contact with you soon.
All right. Hey, can I tell them where they can find us real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hey, DanielleForColorado.com. That's CO, DanielleForCO.com. We need those donations. Please help us out. You can also find me at Darryl Gibbs for Colorado on Facebook and at Gmail, and also Darryl Gibbs at Facebook. Y'all, we need y'all. We need your donations, and we need your votes. Give me your votes. That's what I want, because I want to make Colorado great again. I want to make Colorado the place where everybody wants to stay, and I want to bring us back to where we're number one in prosperity, not crime.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Darryl, and the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show wishes you and Danielle the best of luck in the upcoming election. I'm assuming that I will talk to you before the upcoming election, but just in case I don't, I just want to wish you that. But thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Man, it was my pleasure and my honor to be here with you. Man, I'm on the show anytime you want me. Dude, I got your back. I love what you do.
All right. Appreciate it, Darryl. All right, guys, that was Darryl Gibbs, who's running for Lieutenant Governor of Colorado. And I've talked to him numerous times on the phone in private conversation. And let me just tell you something. I'm a down-to-earth guy. I don't need to bullshit you. I'm not trying to sell you a car. I'm telling you the truth. I don't stand behind people that I think are scam artists or I assume are scam artists. Has there been accusations in some of the things that I've been involved with where there was, you know, they stole money or they did this or they, I have zero, when I have evidence of something, of wrongdoing, you best believe I'll be screaming from the mountaintops. Everything that I have ever done, everything, and I've gone to numerous state capitals. I've done numerous things for the trucking industry. Not once have I ever asked for money, ever. So you best believe that I'm on the straight and narrow. I'm not here to try to scam people. Let's just put it that way. On that note, I want to just do a final thought of what I feel and how the show went tonight and the things that we talked about and our call-ins, Anthony and that other guy, I don't know what his name is. He's some hillbilly from South Dakota. No, I'm just kidding. Sean, I love Sean. I'm just giving you shit. And I know he's laughing right now hysterically. But no, these guys, I've stood side by side with Sean. I don't know Anthony personally. Anthony was very well-spoken, and he brought up some really great points. Greg Anderson, he's just like I am. He's a pissed-off American. We're tired of seeing the two-party system destroy America, and that's what it is. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're Americans. We're American constitutionalists. We believe in what our forefathers wrote, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. We don't hate people. Yeah, I make fun of Democrats because I used to be one. I have that right. I used to be a liberal, a bleeding heart, flaming liberal. Oh, my God, Donald Trump hurt my feelings. I woke up one day when I finally realized that the media is nothing but a propaganda machine. And when I started doing research, I found out that the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, which was put into place under Obama, the Modernization Act, the original act, Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, who happened to be a South Dakota senator, by the way, they put that into play, I believe, in 1944. To make sure that propaganda would not be spread again to people through media sources by the state. And that was basically overturned under the Obama era in 2012. Well, in 2011, put into place in 2012. And that's why they call it the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. The thing you need to understand is it wasn't just Democrats cheering that on. It was both sides cheering it on because both sides want to be able to propagandize you, so to speak. So, ladies and gentlemen, the mainstream media are they're spreading propaganda. They're manipulating you, and it's through the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. And here on the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, we're not here to spread any more propaganda. We're here to spread the truth. And if you don't believe what we tell you or you don't like what we tell you, we welcome you to go and research it for yourselves. Even though that we know that 90% of the population is too fucking lazy because they would rather listen to what their media source says. Well, I didn't hear that on CNN, so it must not be true. Or I didn't hear that on Fox News, so it must not be true. I'm going to go on both sides of the aisle before I get off here for the night. Neither side has your best interests in mind. When you hear the phrase, they're the wings of the same bird, the bird is Washington, D.C. On the left side, you got the Democrats, and on the right side, you have the Republicans. And in the middle, you have the heart of America, and it's called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I hope you all have a great night. God bless each and every one of you. Please share us out.